Stuart, I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago and you says you had injury problems, especially defensively, but you must be delighted at the start you've made.
Yeah, obviously the last two away games, you know, it's tough places as Peterborough and MK Dons to come back with maximum points is a credit to the players. Played really well, but when it with different things, you know, we had to, you know, really defend well on Tuesday night in the second half against MK Dons. I mean, they'll be up there, there's no doubt about that. I would imagine, you know, they'll be looking for automatic promotion back to the Championship. So it was a great effort for them. And yeah, it's, you know, after the disappointment of the two opening games, not performance wise, but result wise, not to win the first game against Port Vale and to get knocked out of the Cup, not score goals, you know, there could have been a little bit of doom and gloom, you know, descended on the. On the place, but the players have, you know, picked themselves up, and they've, you know, all credit to them.
And obviously, two terrific away results. You've got Coventry this week. I guess it's important. They've had a poor start to the season, but to treat that as they treated the last two games.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can say a poor start. In fact, that, you know, they've not scored, you know, in the league games, but they've only conceded one like us. Very strong defensively, and. You know, each game brings its own challenges, and you know I know they'll have a couple of new faces in the ranks, which will give them a boost. Good manager Tony Mowbray, and as I say, they're very strong. They play three at the back, the two sit in front, the wing backs get forward. So it's a different challenge and something new for our players. But like anything, I think we've got to approach it in our way, how we want to see the game and how we want to play the game, and you know, manage it in the way we can. But you know, one thing I think we've got to be careful of is complacency, you know, and that's not only the players, which they won't have, but the supporters thinking because we've had such, you know, two great away victories, you just have to turn up. That won't be the case. We'll need to be patient. If it takes to the 94th minute for us to score the winner, then, you know, so be it. But it'll certainly bring its own, as I say, difficult challenges.
You came out on top against Tony a few times in Old Firm clashes as a player, Stuart. Have you ever came up against him as a manager?
Do you know, it's a good question. I'm not really sure. I don't think I will have done. No. You know, he had a good time as Hibs manager, obviously, in Celtic. But no, I don't think I have. But no, he's a good football man, Tony. You know, as I say, he's got his team playing in a way that, you know, he sees he's going to develop them, and it's a system we're probably not used to coming up against. I think managers these days have got to be adaptable and flexible. You know, we've played four different systems in the last four games, and you know, that's weird because we thought certain ways we can win a game. But, you know, and again, sometimes it goes down to who you've got available. So, but no, I listen. As I say, he's a wily football man, and you know, we have to be aware of what, you know, Coventry are about. But most importantly, we've got to make sure we do our jobs, and you know how we're going to plan to win the game.
I spoke to Kenny a couple of days ago. He says you're still looking to bring one or two additions in. I think a striker, you said, was a priority. Are you any closer to bringing a body in?
We're not any closer, no. It might go right up to the wire. I think we still need maybe one or two players to add to the squad, but we're getting more and more players back from injury, which is pleasing. And then, you know, I say we'll have a strong squad. There's no doubt we'll have good competition if we can bring one more in, or possibly two, but we won't be. You know, it's a desperate stage. I mean, Greg and the owner, Edin, and myself, you know, we're doing a lot of work behind the scenes to get the right one, and sometimes the price keeps going up and up near the deadline. On the other hand, near the transfer window, sometimes the price will come down if clubs want to get rid of their players. So it's a bit cat and mouse, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
And I was going to ask as well, speaking to Danny there, he says he's loving his time in the senior team. He's delighted that you've shown so much faith in him. So I guess you see big things for him.
Listen, he's shown great maturity. You know, to first, even pre-season, we played him at left-back, we played him at right-back. We played against Burnley, I think as left-back, you know, against the Premier League side, and didn't look out of place. He's come in. And as well as people talk about Josh Cullen and Nicky Law, Danny's been integral to what we've done. He's played in a role in front of the back four, not only as a sort of snuffing out certainly Peterborough star man and MK Don star man to an extent, he's also looked really assured and accomplished on the ball. And sometimes for a young kid, you know, you have three or four games and you have a little dip. So, but he's kept his consistency going, and he deserves his part in the side at this moment in time.
Finally, how's the squad shaping up for Saturday?
Yeah, we thankfully didn't get any more additional injuries on from Tuesday, which was a difficult game. We're hoping maybe Phil Morais and James Hansen might be available for Saturday, but we'll have to see how they come through what they've done today.